You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Krauss with Dish of Silver Full of Blood. I feel like you do have to say it with a bit of drama in your voice there. Krauss is playing a very good gig this weekend with Greco Romank, who are in the studio. Morena, Damien and Billy, how are you both?
Good morning.
Morena.
How are you?
Oh, good. Feeling very good. I like that you've come prepared in Greco Romank merch and I've got my Krauss t-shirt on today. It feels like we're all ready.
We are.
To talk music.
Yeah, we're like stocked to the rafters with new gears. Perfume's been re-upped. T-shirts have been re-upped. Long sleeves.
Yes.
New merch, but with Leathery Coward, our custom perfume, which I know you're familiar with, Rachel.
I literally was so pleased when I saw you bringing it back, because I was like, I've got this much tiny, like, centimetre left in my bottle, and I need to restock. So.
Well, we're not selling it online. You have to come to a show to buy
it.
That's our
tricky
cunning
pitch.
Little business plan.
I like that. It's a good business plan for, ultimately, the greater good of... of the Greco-Romantic world.
Yeah. You have to sell merch. That's the only way to live anymore.
Yeah,
as a band.
It's weird, but it's
well, you make it look very cool. And I did see, because I couldn't get to your last show, but I saw it like literally the next day, suddenly heaps of people in the merch. I was like, well, I can tell who was there last night. So
that was such a fantastic little mini tour as well, getting to play with Liao and Half Hexagon and Hamilton and then Whammy the night after. I was just saying before, like, when you walked in, the venue was just chock-a and like I just kind of had to walk back out.
Yes.
It's too busy for you.
Yes.
But that was
good shows,
really
great
good shows.
Awesome bands.
Such a nice lineup as well of people who inhabit similar spaces.
I know, right?
Got similar ideas, but very different sounds. It was very cool.
Doing exciting new things as well.
Lovely people. We had a really good time hanging out with everyone.
And, oh, that's the best. That is the best. What has Greco Romank been working on? Because I have got in front of me a very sneaky spin of a Keanu Reeves remix of one of your tracks, Worm Regenerate. What's been going on?
We've got a whole bunch of stuff coming out this year, and the first thing to kind of tide people over is a complete remix of Red Tower.
Yes.
We're calling it Shred Tower, I think.
Nice.
That's the current working. We're going to put it out, we'll start drip feeding it out like kind of towards the end of September, but we've got just, it's a little bit intimidating kind of trying to think about who we missed out, but we've got, you know, like keepsakes, we've got Carl Steven, we've got
I'm Amelia.
Yeah, Keanu Raves, and then it's a fantastic group, Dio Alias, and then a chap from Berlin, Black Snake Midi, and then
Black Snake Whip.
I keep getting them confused with Black Midi, and then a guy called Ealing, who's in the UK, but he's formerly of Street Chant and Girls Pissing and Chad Orchestra. But like, it's all great. It's all just this. Oh, and Ron Gallipoli as well. And Eden Burns. Fuck, it's too
Sorry,
much.
Sorry, that is a huge lineup. Oh, my God. You just sounded like you made the best electronic festival I've ever heard. Just like from start to finish there. How did you go about picking people for this? Because it's quite the community you've pulled together
well,
here.
Well, we basically just, we played with a few of them, like Keanu Raves, when we were in Ōtautahi on our tour.
Nice.
And then we just approached people that we really like and we knew would do a really good job, basically.
Yeah. But we failed to reach them all.
Yeah.
Good thing you're putting out more music later in the year, then we might get small remixes later down the track.
The second album is like just the final finishing touches, and like we're pretty excited about that. We're going to put it out in vinyl and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be great.
That's super exciting.
Probably the beginning of next year, hopefully.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Got some time to save up your clams.
Yeah.
For music videos. We have to make music videos apparently now.
Yeah.
I feel like a Greco-Romantic music video would be a thing of beauty and maybe horror as well. What kind of, because you are a very visual band. Anyone who hasn't seen Greco-Romantic play needs to, you know, rectify that immediately. But you are quite, you know, a world to step into.
Yeah.
What would a music video sort of be looking like for you guys? Are you sort of thinking about that space?
Piss and romance.
Yeah. Those are your key words. Well, I mean, obviously Damien, like, is a filmmaker who's made lots of music videos for lots of great bands and short films and stuff. So he's got a lot of ideas. And Mikey, of course, is a conceptual artist himself, so he also has a lot of ideas. I think it's always going to be weird. It's always going to be fun. It's always going to be pretty camp.
What's that brand of romance novels? What are they called? The Harlequin Trades?
Yeah, Mills and Boone.
So we got a Mills and Boone video for probably just our weirdest track called Romance Rider. And then we've got this pretty outrageous one called Piss Baby afterwards, where each scene is going to be kind of made by a different filmmaker
sort
of all brought together by us and, some strong, dark themes. But,
excellent. It's inspired by the fact that I always need to pee and I can never find a toilet.
Feels relatable, that one, I have to say.
It's for the ladies out there.
I am curious about the writing process for Greco-Romantic because it feels like it comes from many places. Where does a song begin and end with you guys?
Well, it's all pretty, I would say, like, pretty collaborative. It also kind of varies from song to song. Like, this album, for our first album, Red Tower, we basically went down to Central Otago and just, like, sat in a house and wrote everything together.
Awesome.
But we're inspired by lots of other kind of media and stuff to get our lyrics. So we have a little book on our coffee table and we just write things down as we find interesting and funny.
The book's called Llama Love. It was a gift. It was a diary that just says Llama Love on the cover.
It's the tackiest thing.
Full of Greco-Romantic darkness.
It's filled. It's scrawled. It's like absolutely packed. Every single little scrap of stuff that's like orbiting around us is just kind of brought into it. Just like the music as well, you know.
Yeah.
Someone will say this particular thing is inspiring at the moment. We'll try it out and fail, but the failure will be Greco-Romantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's some poetic beauty in the act of failure, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's the only way forward.
Yeah.
You're always carrying quite a bit of kit with you, Damien. What are you working with at the moment?
I've like stripped it to half.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's just too much to like carry around, so we have simplified things. But I've still just got sequences and kind of weird modular kind of synthesizers and drum kits and things, and that's what I can offer. These guys are the like pop duo out front, and I just you know take my confusion and turn it into this like frantic energy on stage, and that's my offering.
Well, I feel like if anyone is maybe new, if they've tuned in and they're like, who is Greco Romank? I think this has given them a good picture of the vibe.
Yeah.
And you are playing this weekend on the 6th for The Girl Who Has Everything, and Krauss will also be there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar.
Oh, you can. Cool.
Yeah,
good.
You can indeed.
Or it's $20 on the door. It's also all ages.
Our first all ages show.
Yeah. Hey, cool. That's awesome. We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
And there'll be merch and perfume, I presume, at the show.
Absolutely.
Yep. Come bring your socks stuffed with money and buy perfume and shirts and stuff.
We'll have FPOS machine as well.
Yes, that's another feature of Greco Romank. We've got an FPOS machine.
Yeah. The future is now.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we should have a listen to this Keanu Raves remix of Worm Regenerate. Thank you, Greco Romank, for coming in. We'll see you at the gig.
We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.